Yo! Yo! How is it out here on the streets tonight? I think this... Oh yeah, put your hazards on. That. What are you doing? Oh, you're putting your hazards on to say, fuck it, I'm running this red light. That's great. You should be driving for Uber. Congratulations. Your gas door is also open. Nice work. Okay. Go, cars. Go. Come on. It looks like this road is no longer blocked by bullshit, so... All right. Then I guess we should see what's on the radio.
You know, 46-year-old Michael Gaffney.
46 years old, looking square in the eyes of 50.
You're right.
To build a 145 division. So I think she has to have special one-offs all the time, and either the 135ers come up to fight her. I don't think she can fight a 140 anymore. That's enough of that. They had to break the rules on this one, you know, slightly, and do... Just make her fights at 145. Maybe 5 years from now, there'll be enough depth at 145.
Wait. That sign back there said Howard closed at 3rd, which is where it closes when there's a fucking thing in town, and it said 9:29 to 10:10. Does that mean they're fucking closing it again? I will die! What the fuck is today's date? time to relax. I got dressed up in the ancient artifacts. Baby, I'm about to get some sun too, man. Headed out to that West Coast. I'll be in LA. Definitely holla at me, man. Let me know what's going on out there. Shout out to my girl Nina Nine. She gonna run me around the city and make sure I'm straight.
Look here, I don't gang bang, ho. I just gang bang these hoes. And I keep like AJ's roll. And I face them after my show. And I got your main thing.
Portion of my new music showcase. Yeah, you could clap for that. That's my first portion of the new music showcase. I was gone for 2 weeks, so I got 2 weeks worth of shit I gotta play for y'all. I'm gonna come back and do that a little later on. My brother Apollo Brown just walked in the building.
Yeah.
What's going on, dude? Welcome to the place to be. We can applaud that also, my friend.
It's good to be back.
Yes, sir, man. So we got a new record out with Sky Zoo.
Absolutely, absolutely. The Easy Truth.
The Easy Truth, the Easy man. Truth. How that collabo came about?
You know what, man? It was basically the fans, man. I mean, it was something we wanted to do, but we didn't really have time for it, man. But the fans kind of pushed it.
But you have produced for him before, like you've done stuff. You guys have collaborated before. This is just the first.
Yeah, no, we made joints before, but you know, and obviously the fans caught wind of it. And so on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, all they kept talking about was, yo, when y'all gonna make an album? Make an album. Y'all need to make an album. So, you know, I hit him up and was like, yo, I know you see these tweets, man. Let's set aside time to make this happen.
Sounds good, man. Sounds good. I like how it's going down.
Yes, sounds good indeed.
I was going through this album. Y'all got some hitters, some good features. You got West Side Gun on here, Conway.
Yeah, my man.
Yeah, Joel Ortiz on the album.
Absolutely.
He's actually going to be on the show later tonight, too.
Oh, work.
Man.
Yeah.
Shout out to him. Oh, work. Like the Starley record.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so this is out right now. The
Basquiat joint, yeah.
The Easy Basquiat, Truth is the name of the full joint. Oh, there goes Sky Zoo right there. All right. He made it, man.
Yeah, this is the Basquiat joint, man.
Yeah, I'm going to play all these records. Yo, welcome home, dude. Go ahead. Jump on in, man. You know this is your second home, bro. What's going on? You made it just in time, dude.
Yo.
What's up? Sky Zoo in the building.
Yeah. What's going on?
I'm good, man. I'm glad you made it. I thought you was going to be a no-show.
Ah, come on. You know I can't do that to you. I feel bad enough being 5-10 minutes behind.
It's all good, dude.
Everybody listening, my apologies. What's up, man? We up here with Toco. What's going on?
Just talking about this new record that came out. It just came out this week. When it
comes out Friday.
Comes out this Friday.
Yeah.
The Easy Truth.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man.
Word up.
We talking about...
That is what is up. That's why I had to dedicate at least one rhyme. Be a liar, be a liar. Take a quick trip up the dial past the dance stations. Miranda Lambert on the Garth Channel. Is that one of Garth's friends or Garth's heroes? You decide. Vote now. Register to vote and vote for Miranda Lambert. That's...
Don't you give up, nah, nah, nah. I won't give up, nah, nah, nah.
How many Smashing Pumpkins songs do you need to stream in order for Billy Corgan to make enough money to buy the rest of TNA? Fuck Nelly. League of Legends, October 15th, Ween. Here at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium. Trying to turn left into a parking spot that is not there. Oh my fucking god. Are you out of your goddamn mind? Holy shit. Dumb motherfucker. Oh man. There was even a better way to do the dumb fucking thing you're trying to do to get that parking space. Stupid ass.
CD changer set on random. Oh snap, remember this one?
Oh snap. That guy, I just passed a dude that looked like a low rent Dean Ambrose. Like, that guy has the look that Dean Ambrose is trying to achieve. Dean Ambrose looks too cleaned up compared to that dude.
brain. Sometimes I think I'm going insane. I swear I might have to complain. Don't push me. Call I'm close to the edge. Say you want some more living on a seesaw. Don't push me, call up close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Say what? It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. A child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too, because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll grow in the ghetto, living second rate, and your eyes will sing a song complete hate. The places you play and where you stay looks like one great big alleyway. You'll look.
There were no commercials on your cassettes, and there are none here. The second generation of classic rock. Sirius XM's Classic Rewind.
Chicken farm. So he says, John Erickson, the author, says, the network had erased three important motives that were embedded in my story. A powerful sense of place, a husband and wife working together for a common purpose, and the tradition of cattle ranching that had been in my family since 1859. Took him a while to figure it out. Then he realized, of course, there are people in the entertainment business whose decisions are driven by ideology, not by experience or artistic judgment. And some of those people just don't like the West I was describing, which I knew to the bone, which they might have seen through an airplane window at 30,000 feet. They don't like the history of the frontier. They don't like cattle or beef. They don't like people who pray before a meal. They don't approve of anyone who might spur a horse or rope a calf. And they sure don't approve of women who stay home to raise their children. Maybe they don't approve of marriage either. Interesting. And he ends with this. Some people will never love the West, and that's okay. But I wish they wouldn't make it so difficult for those of us in flyover country to tell good, honest stories and deliver them to the people who need them. Political correctness is a form of censorship. It produces bad art based on ignorance, prejudice, shoddy research, and synthetic emotions. It poisons beauty, and it poisons the truth. Interesting. John Erickson, the author of Hank the Cowdog. I'm going to work on getting John on this show. If you know how to get a hold of him, let me know. Political correctness completely alters the story of Hank the Cowdog. And let me ask you this. Who in God's name rides horses to herd chickens? It's been a great week. Thanks, Justin Rumford, Chris Shivers, two-time world champion, getting ready for Unfinished Business. It's May 30th. And, of course, Keith Ryan Carpenter. to all the mothers out there that means so much to all of us and have done so much. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. I'm Flint Rasmussen. We're thinking outside the barrel. Have a great weekend.
Happy Mother's Day. You've
been listening to Outside the Barrel with Flint Rasmussen. Outside the Barrel can be heard Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern and Sundays at 1 p.m. Eastern. Outside the Barrel is a presentation of Rural Media Group.
RFT-TV's The American, the world's richest one-day rodeo, returns to AT&T Stadium in Dallas, Texas, Sunday, February 19, 2017. Come see the world's top 10 cowboys and cowgirls take on each other and five challengers for over $2 million in cash and prizes. Get your tickets today through Ticketmaster or call 800-745-3000. For more ticket information and details on qualifying events, go to AmericanRodeo.com. RFT-TV's The American, Sunday, February 19, 2017.
The years come and go. Kids grow up and move out. Vacations, special events, celebrations, all over in the blink of an eye. Don't let go of those great times. Memories can last forever at CanvasWorld.com. CanvasWorld.com will turn your favorite photo into a museum quality.
Museum quality.
XM Rush 93.
Thursday night is faster, bolder, and more electrified when NFL teams take the field in their new Color Rush uniforms.
Yeah! Beautiful job, beautiful.
Don't miss all the action.
SEC!
And
I don't wanna hold back, maybe.
Wouldn't you love to start sleeping better tonight?
Word.
For the coaches, not the real coaches. Even who's really this? Frog, Frank, Mike, Pussy, Six on the back, LX, four and a half.
Lord, I'm really in business.
Wait a minute, wait. Start shit and I finish. Finish. Hard head on this, on this. Dirt is on the wrist, list. Cliss. Nigga, love you 50 minutes. Tremendous. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait. Wait a minute. Woo. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Famous rapping about neighbors and they Bobby Joe. Same ones was telling me to run to walk back.
Still affordable.
Yeah, still affordable.
But not like that.
Okay, so it what I'm trying to say, there's a realm and a range for everybody out there.
$500 to $1,500.
Oh, okay, well, that's not bad. I mean, you get to party on a boat, and you get to see Nas, who, by the way, well-deserving of. You said he's going to receive.
The Revolt Jimmy IV Icon Award.
Congratulations.
Started at the bottom, and now I'm here.
Congratulations to Nas. I mean, come on, from Queensbridge to what he's doing now, and executive producing films and writing for, what's the name of the show Netflix?
He wrote Belly.
He wrote Belly.
Belly.
Right.
He's an executive producer on The Get Down, Boz Luhrmann.
And wrote the rhymes for the artist that's in that film, right.
And wrote, as a matter of fact, that's him rapping.
Who else is going to be down there, Andre? Break it down.
We got hit producers like Kool and Dre, Sean Garrett, Rockstar, who made the record China Girl for Chris Brown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fine China.
Fine China.
Yeah.
Whatever Master the fuck Flex it's called. Big there. Man.
DJ Envy will be there. DJ Drama will be there. Julie Greenwald will be there. Just to name a few.
That's really, really dope. If you were talking a little bit before about artists not needing a record label to get started with a record, but I ask you, just for the people out there listening right now, if I have a SoundCloud, say for artists that's listening, now I have a SoundCloud, I have 300,000 hits on my SoundCloud, I got a million people following me on Twitter, Instagram, I'm making my way, I'm doing shows, I'm eating every year. What does a record, I have every DJ playing my record, what does a record company have to offer at that point?
Well, if you want your spins to go up, say you didn't, I don't think you said the amount of spins you had. Let's give you an amount. Say you had 100,000 spins.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want your spins to go up to 600 million, if you want to go from eating to gorging, a record company can put you, as I said, like with 100,000 spins, you could eat. You could go work a lot of different places. You can make $5,000, $10,000, maybe even $15,000.
Mm-hmm.
But once you get that big push and you're playing everywhere, your social media will go from $1 million to $50 million.
But would you argue, though, Andre, that there's a debt and a pressure that comes along with that and meeting the means and the demands of a label and some dude behind a desk telling you who you should make a record with?
I think for the most part, if an artist is already successful, I've always tend to lean toward the successful artist, especially if he's already being successful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to stick with the narrative that he started. I might want to expand it by giving him some other people to work with, but I want him to be true to his color.
Gotcha.
I don't want to make him, all of a sudden, he was Rakim, and now I'm making him a disco artist.
Gotcha.
I don't want to do that.
You heard it first. Andre Harrell, thank you so much. Continue to hit him up. He has to get out of here. He's a busy man. Came to the happy hour in a suit and tie because that he got places to go. Thank you so much, Andre.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
My pleasure.
Where can people hit you up again?
They can hit me up on I Am Andre Harrell on my IG.
And make sure you check out, go register at revoltmusicconference.com. October 13th through the 15th is when it's happening. It's going to be in Miami, Florida, and it's a three-day weekend of interactive panels, performances, exclusive networking events, pitch sessions, and Andre, one last song to take us out.
Who would that be? That'd be God. You got Peace of My Love.
Wow. God. Oh. Yolin over there getting horny. All right, it's the happy hour, y'all. Andre Harrell right here on Sirius XM Fly. Thank you, Andre.
All right, you're welcome.
Which track this might be? Well, stay tuned, because you'll hear this week's listener's choice later in today's show.
So foggy out here. I'm like a minute away from being on the Golden Gate Bridge. I cannot see it at all. Hopefully the bridge is still there. That'd be bad. car in front of me is weaving around the road. Alright, you have weaved over a lane. You seem to be trying to weave between the one. Okay, I'm just going to pass you before you weave back my way. Still weaving around a little bit back there, but I believe I'm far enough away to be, at least for the moment, out of the danger zone. Yeah, this fog is just rolling down off this mountain, just like at high speed, just blasted across the road. Looks real cool. I'm into it. There's so much traffic leading off this bridge that I'm wondering if that fucking truck fire this morning is still causing trouble. That's how many fucking cars are backed up trying to get to this bridge right now. And I'm flying past them, and that feels okay. Yeah, it's backed up this way too. It must be.
Wrestling fans, as hardcore wrestling fans, you're a hardcore fan because you buy in. It's the art of buying in. The WWE right now is telling you not to buy in. And it goes beyond storylines and heels and faces and a lot of other things that you and I, over the course of the 8 years almost that we've been on here, that we've dove into. But right now, in this seven series match, when it comes to Cesaro and it comes to Sheamus, this is our fears fulfilled. Buying in, Doug. Let us as wrestling fans buy in. We bought in. We enjoyed it. We had some fantastic matches, whether it was at a house show or played out on the biggest form, which is a pay-per-view. And to have Mick Foley come out and say, you know what, that just doesn't matter. I'm putting you together as a tag team. Again, another forced tag team. This screams WWE. It sounds like Vince McMahon now. WWE of 2008, 2009, where tag teams were just two guys forced together. They're going down that road. And that's the big question when it comes to pro wrestling right now and the WWE on the Raw brand. Not what we're going to see tonight on SmackDown, but on the Raw brand. Does it really matter?
And not only does it really matter, but the sloppiness in booking and how there's a trickle-down effect. Would you have Sheamus and Cesaro if they didn't take Anderson and Gallows and basically throw them in the trash can? I mean, they took two guys that were as hot as can be in Japan, brought them in with actually pretty decent fanfare to the point where, you know, they had those build-up vignettes. You kind of knew they were coming. You saw pictures. I mean, I think it was Scott Hall who threw out a tweet.
Yep.
And they were backstage with him. And so you knew they were there. But when were they going to debut? And then they had a little run with AJ. And even still, they were losing, Dave. And now it's just gotten to an obscene level where Anderson and Gallows, they're done. I mean, Anderson and Gallows have to literally, you know, start from scratch, start from square one, be completely rebuilt. And now there's the trickle-down effect where Anderson and Gallows are in the tank, so now you got to actually make Cesaro and Sheamus a tag team when they should be doing their thing on a singles level. They should have a payoff to that feud. Well, you know what? No payoff to the feud, and now they're a tag team. And to boot, Anderson and Gallows are at absolutely a bottom of the barrel level right
now. Doug, we've talked about this for weeks, and when I found out, and Alex Metz, our producer, texted me and said that they're going to have that rematch on Raw last night from what we saw on Sunday at the pay-per-view, After everything that's happened, I thought it was a lock, that Gallows and Anderson were going to win those tag team titles last night. I cannot believe that they lost again. And you talk about that WWE and them going into New Japan and raiding New Japan and grabbing Nakamura and grabbing AJ Styles and grabbing Gallows and Anderson. Now, you can't complain about AJ Styles. He's a champion on the SmackDown brand. Nakamura's on NXT. He is a star. But Gallows and Anderson was injecting something that was missing from that main roster in the WWE. some badasses, Doug. Yep. I mean, these guys are badasses. They are not badasses anymore.
These guys are badasses.
New Day, and no disrespect to the New Day, but when you constantly lose to the New Day, Doug, come on, they are nothing right now.
Yeah, it's the bottom of the barrel. It's not just New Day, Dave. It's how they were cast as time went on. Now they've gotten more serious. They've gotten a lot more offense in. They really dominated. It was a short match, but they really dominated a Clash of Champions, only to, you know, have your babyface team use heel tactics, you know, having the trombone to the head of Anderson. And then you look at last night with the clean pin. They are absolutely at an all-time low right now.
All-time.
And I'm talking about even, you know, Gallows Asbestos. And, you know, he had a better run. He had a feud with The Undertaker, for goodness sakes. And, you know, this is really bad shakes for them. How do you rebuild these guys? What do you do? And you're taking legit badasses and making them so weak, Dave. It's hard to build back up under those conditions.
Well, Doug, it bears the question, like you're saying about Sheamus and Cesaro. Do you care? Mick Foley makes you not care after what he said last night. Do you care about Gallows and Anderson right now? I said it so many times. New Day doesn't need the tag titles. You know, Rusev needs that U.S. title. Roman Reigns doesn't need that U.S. title. But guess what? Roman Reigns is your U.S. champion. New Day is your tag team champions. The Sheamus Cesaro, you know, the six-man, you know, the six-match, this feud that was magic. You know, five-star matches close to what we were getting means nothing. Means nothing right now. And they played, I don't care if there's a debate. I don't care if it's Monday Night Football. Make us buy in. Make us care. They gave you 3-4 different reasons last night, Doug, for you not to care about that product.
No doubt about it. I think Rusev, you know, you quickly mentioned Rusev. He's another guy that puts you in a simmer, that puts you, you know, that makes your blood boil. Because, hey, look, whatever you think about Roman Reigns, I think it's probably misguided. The guy is a heck of a wrestler. He deserves better from the fans. But in this particular feud, under these particular circumstances, he should not be beating Rusev. Roman Reigns is a three-time world champion. Roman Reigns does not need to be the U.S. champion. But Rusev does. And
you fucking dumbasses. Jesus.
So do you continue to prove people? Because I feel like they still don't know who K-Camp is yet.
They don't.
And why
is
that?
I get a kick out of that shit. When somebody tells me I can't do it, I'm going to do it. Even up to time, though, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just how I am as an artist. I'm competitive, you know what I'm saying? I used to play ball, I'm just a competitor. Everything I do, I like to win.
Uh-huh.
So I can't really take no L's. If you say I fell out.
Moving blades.
Word, man.
Wow.
Yeah, like, dude's just like, yeah, nah, don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Here goes something else if y'all want to use. Like,
mm-hmm.
Awesome. This is for the culture, man. Real talk.
He's creme de la creme.
Yeah, come on.
Ruben Blades.
Yeah.
Come on, then.
Top of the chain.
So let's get into this music, man. Joel Ortiz, Nitty Scott, and Bodega Bams are here together. They are no panty. You know how I say panty, not panty.
Yeah.
Panty.
Yeah, panty. Oh. It's only panty in Middle America.
I'm in that new whip inside Coca. How about that pretty motherfucker like hola, hola.
I mean, it seems pretty apparent that, like, the... their attempts to, like, make Roman Reigns the top guy were brutally rebuffed by the fans. So they'll give that guy a decent run with a lower title to help establish him and help work him up the card the old-fashioned way. Like, how do you have a show for 8 years and not see that?
I don't need your validation.
what you came for. Lightning strikes every time she moves.
That can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city.
Become a Venus VIP and rate the music we play.
Sign up now at...
Oh man, this is some traffic right here. This is unpleasant. This is a significant amount of traffic.
First come to this country so that they don't get stuck in a communication issue?
Yeah, that is one thing that the PBR has done, is try to help these riders assimilate into the culture. And then back in Tulsa last month, the PBR actually put on a free class for the Brazilian bull riders to kind of learn some common phrases in the English language and learn some kind of how to get from point A to point B. So the PBR is trying to find ways to educate these riders and make their transition a little bit easier.
Awesome. PBR is in Eugene.
News that's going to be made here on Busted Open.
Made it all the way around.
The nation's calls coming up next. 844-796-7874.
Darn. Just there go to commercial. What a bummer.
Busted Open on Sirius.
Wipers, man, your girl got me feeling some type of way. She get my meat hot quicker than the microwave. We got lost in a cloud of smoke, doing donuts in the middle of the road. Little did I know, she's such a pro. Your bitch gave me head while she drive me home. Feel the beat, burn blocks with me. So much smoke, you could call me Cheech. Your bitch ass nigga gon' call the police when they see the skid marks I leave on your street. When I pop the clutch, my shoes and folks make all the girls blush. But I don't even trust any of these sluts, so I leave them in the dust. Burn rubber on your block, dirt nasty like fuck the cops. Burn rubber on your block, flip the bird up the drop top. Burn rubber on your block, hit above 20, you know it don't stop. Burn rubber on your block, your bitch sick and shocked. Keep turning, so do the rims on my Cadillac burning. Watch out on the...
Hey, what's up?
It's a lot of unfortunate traffic, yes. Oh, I got a feeling this is going to be a big week for planning for a lot of the games that are coming out later in the month. Next month. At least that's how it's looked so far. Any expectations for Mafia? No, I haven't really seen it. I've not seen it, and I have not liked previous Mafia games, so I don't really know what to think. I'm in the middle of writing the Forza review. I got a couple of paragraphs out today. I got distracted by some other stuff. Hoping to get that done tomorrow, but we got to record some stuff too, so we'll see how it goes. I wish there was some more event variety, and I wish the soundtrack was better, and I wish that the PC version was better optimized. I need to get a hold of a copy of Dragon Quest Builders. It's not like next week, I think, right? The week after? That seemed cool at E3.
Thank you. Styrofoam is trying to wait. Tell the DJ to cross the line of my press button and blind just tight. been serving niggas since 1985. Niggas want the gutter. Ice Cube, J.O. Philly. My nigga Gangsta. Squeak Proof. Keep it gangsta, y'all. Keep it gangsta. Niggas want that gutter shit. Fuck that other shit, they playing for your mother shit. Ain't the rugged shit. Niggas want that gutter shit. Fuck that other shit, they playing for your mother shit. Ain't the rugged shit. Keep it gangsta, y'all. I wanna thank you all. Niggas coming with that bullshit is ganking, y'all. We can hide to this kind of shit and bank them all. Nigga ball to you raw, motherfucker, that's all. Ain't none of y'all hang with me putting in work.
Oh.
Turn this motherfucker up and let you go in the church.
Raccoon under the car driveway. All right. I'm going to go out there and hopefully not get mauled by this raccoon. Is that how that works? Do they maul people? I don't know. I don't know how it goes. I'll see you later.